Now, one of the most hotly contested issues between Protestants and Catholics has been whether or not the Mass, also known as the Lord's Supper, and the Eucharist is a sacrifice. From the very outset of the Reformation, Protestant leaders could not see eye to eye. They disagreed about whether Christ's body is really present in the Eucharist. Let's go back to the question about the Mass. This passage was another point of controversy in the 16th century with the Protestant reformers, especially with Martin Luther. A lot of times Catholics today, when they talk about the Protestant Reformation, or they talk about the debates of the Reformation, will frequently focus on the debate over the real presence over transubstantiation, for example. Now, there were different theories of the real presence at the time of the Reformation. Was it just spiritually present in the bread and wine? Or was there consubstantiation, like Martin Luther argued, where bread and wine exist, alongside the body and blood of Christ? Well, that's wrong. And then, is it transubstantiation, like the Council of Trent taught, which teaches that there's no more bread and wine? There's no more substance of the bread and wine after the consecration. All that remains is the appearance, but that all that is present on the altar is Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. But in the time of the Reformation, if you read the reformers themselves, you'll notice that one of the things they were actually most opposed to was not the idea of Jesus' presence in the Eucharist. That is a major issue. But it was the issue of whether or not the Mass should be described as a sacrifice. Now, for us Catholics, we believe that the Eucharist is indeed the body of Christ. But for some Catholics out there, they're a bit confused as to explain how all this is so, especially with the topic of transubstantiation. Now, I just want to share with you this clip of Father John Corabi, Catholic priest that was unjustly condemned back in 2011. Now, Father John Corabi explains in simple but perfect detail what confused Catholics and pretty much every Protestant needs to hear about the holy sacrifice of the Mass and transubstantiation. Have a listen.
What happens at the celebration of the Eucharist, Holy Mass? Jesus, the high priest, through his ministerial priest, enters into the one only sacrifice of Calvary, and he makes it present. Now, this is an important point. You're learning some theology that a lot of people don't know here. Do we repeat the sacrifice of Calvary at Mass? No! Our Protestant brothers and sisters think that we think we repeat the sacrifice, and they think we're heretics because of that. But most people don't know the teaching on this. Do we repeat the sacrifice? No. The sacrifice was offered once for all by Jesus, the high priest, who is also the victim offered, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And so Jesus enters into that sacrifice of Calvary through his ministerial priest. He enters into it and makes it present. Do we repeat it? No. We enter into it and make it present at any time and at any place in the history of the world. And so when we celebrate Mass today or tomorrow or any day in any place, it is Jesus the high priest through his ministerial priest that enters into the one sacrifice of Calvary and makes it present. It's offered in an unbloody manner, but it's the same sacrifice. That's what we believe as Catholics. We have those elements I mentioned, that Melchizedek, king of Salem, a priest of the Most High God, what did he offer? Bread and wine. That is, again, a biblical type of what would be fulfilled in the New Covenant. Jesus, through his ministerial priest, approaches the altar. Bread, simple element. Bread and wine, common elements. What happens? Jesus, through the power of his Holy Spirit, working through the ministry of the priest, changes through the words of consecration. This is the most solemn moment in the universe. Jesus, through his priest, speaks the words of consecration. Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. The bread and wine is changed in substance into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. That bread and wine is changed. It retains the same properties as those common elements. It tastes like bread, looks like it, the wine smells like wine, tastes like wine. Those incidents, accidents, those sense perceptible properties remain, but the substance is changed. Now that is a doctrine of the faith. We don't worship bread. We worship God. That bread and wine is changed.
God bless Father John Corapi. Now in reality, there is only one Mass, one eternal liturgy of the Eucharist, and it's taking place in heaven all the time. We're not merely attending Mass, we're joining with all of heaven and earth in celebrating that one liturgy.